For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. Man, that's a stroke of Apostle Paul eloquence, if you will, where he says tons in just a few words. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we'll go back to 2 Corinthians in just a little bit, about the 6th chapter. But first, we'll go to James, chapter 1. Amen. But if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart. That's from a Greek word which means cheat. I thought about teaching on your cheating heart, or cheating your own heart this morning. Amen. It's a terrible thing to get cheated, but it's even worse when you cheat yourself. Amen. Cheat or deceives his own heart. This man's religion is vain, empty, void. Amen. Useless rhetoric. Amen. Full of words, but no power to it. Come on. Amen. Verse 27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. You ought to know what it is. Here it is. To visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. Now that don't mean go and stay all night with them and let them cook and wait on you and add to their burden. Visit them means to take them something to help them. Praise God. I know that they would invite the visit probably also, just to come and see them. Most of the time, poor folks enjoy company. To visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So I just thought I'd talk about pure religion instead of don't cheat your own heart. Amen. Pure religion. Now let's go back to 2 Corinthians. Praise God. We've laid just a little bit of a foundation there. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Brother Collins, why can't I play on the ball team at school? That's why. You gave me the reason when you said it's a team. Amen. That's why. They don't have any standards on those ball teams like we do as Christians. Amen. I've been there. Don't tell me I've been there. It don't seem too long ago that I turned it all down and walked away to live for God. Amen. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Obvious answer to both those questions, none. And what concord has Christ with Belial? That's the devil. Amen. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Obvious answer, none. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Once again, none. And now, here's what we are. For ye are the temple of the living God. God help me to always remember that. Because sometimes we're prone to forget. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, that is on the basis of what he just said. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I'll be a father to you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Amen. So every once in a while, we as preachers must preach this. We must declare the counsel of God like Brother Jerome did last night, spontaneously taking the prayer request. Amen. Boy, he got with it, didn't he? Man, he really got with it. And he got talking about them dogs. Amen. And he preached a life separated, praise God, from the things of this, influences of this world, praise God, even from its style. Amen. Now, Brother Andy's going through it down there at Paducah, you know, because the little girl died in his own house, and he was there in the house when she died, and he didn't know that she had drowned until his wife came in. He thought she was just in there soaking in the tub like kids will do. Jeff would play in the tub for an hour at a time. Amen. And his wife went in to see about her, found her drowned, and he began to call all over the country to get prayer, looking for a miracle from God. I didn't even know who it was. He was crying so loud and so high-pitched, I didn't know it was Andy. And we prayed, and I went on my face immediately with the Bible in front of me. Amen. And I heard that little girl's voice say, as her spirit soared through the heavens, I'm all right. I'm all right. I knew she could see down there how upset everybody was. And she was trying to tell us all, I'm all right. Don't be upset. I'm all right. But they're running him through the mill down there in Paducah. But I'll tell you something, folks. We've got little to do when we falsely accuse a saint of God in the midst of their heartache. We've got little to do. Amen. Who shall bring charge against God's gentle people? Amen. The world hates us because we're God's plain and gentle people. And we don't have any fellowship with the world for that reason. Amen. The world don't like us. It's just this simple, folks. The world don't like us because our very life, if we don't say a word, is condemnation to the way they're living. We don't go where they go. We don't partake of the things they partake of. Or at least we should not. And if we do, we should repent. And we should ask God to forgive us. And amen. I tell you what, we need, as the Bible said, to come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Amen. Mom would get us ready to go somewhere. And she would give us strict orders. Don't get out there in the mud to playing around and get your good clothes dirty. Amen. We wore the same pair of clothes all week long to school when I was in country school. We had two kinds of clothes. school clothes, and then other kind of clothes. Them other kind, it didn't matter a whole lot what you did in them. But just as soon as we got home, we had to take them school clothes off and hang them up. You know why? Amen. Because we had to save them school clothes. We had to save them for school. If we got out to working and them doing chores and them chopping wood and milking cows and carrying water and them, we'd have our school clothes dirty and torn in just a little while. Amen. So we put on those old ones. It didn't matter too much. Amen. Ah, yes, as a little boy wearing the same little gray pair of overalls that someone had got me when I was just 7. Not too wise. Amen. I didn't understand. Had those little patch pockets on them sewed on with red threads. Amen. And one morning I went to school and reached down and there was the red threads, but I didn't have any pockets. And I complained to all the children on the way to school, I've lost my pockets. And none of them enlightened me. Amen. The very day came home and pulled off my little gray overalls with patch pockets on it that I thought I had lost, sewed with red threads. Amen. And the next morning put them back on again to go to school. And I said, well, I got my pockets back. I didn't know any better. You can tell I just wasn't too smart. I was just a little bit slow. Amen. It didn't dawn on me for a long time that I'd wore them wrong side out. Amen. And I got my pockets back. Boy, I hate to buy a pair. Every once in a while I get one slipped in on me that don't have all 4 pockets in the trousers. I mean, I've got a couple somewhere that I don't wear very often. And every once in a while I say, well, I ain't wore that suit for a long time. I think I'll wear it. Get them trousers on and he ain't got no left back pocket. And I just ain't used to carrying my wallet in my right back pocket. I carry it in my left back pocket. Hey, guys, that's where you're supposed to carry it. Amen. And just for your information, as far as I'm concerned, he men need some pockets. I mean, that's where we carry the rocks, knock squirrels out of the tree. That's where I carried my ammunition from a slingshot when I was a kid. He men need pockets in their britches. Come on. Amen. Away with this sissy stuff, wearing clothes that ain't got no pockets. Amen. Hey, amen. You know why we didn't take those good clothes and go out in the brush with them and out on the road and out in the clay ditch and that clay bank with them? Because it wouldn't be long till they were spotted. In order to keep from getting them spotted, we had to stay separate. And I'll tell you what, you'll not swim through this world very long, and you'll not indulge in this world very long, and you'll not dig in its tempting pleasures and its taunting allurements very long until you look down and you got it on you. And so we got to stay separate. And that's why, folks, God said to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Why? Amen. You rub elbows too long in sweet fellowship with the world. I'm not talking about witnessing for God. I'm not talking about working on the job. That's bad enough. I'm not talking about going to school. That's bad enough. The Bible said we can't altogether escape the people of this world and the things of this world. We'd have to go out of the world, Paul said, to do that. We're right down here in the world. Amen. And even if we don't go out there in the world and hear the world cuss and take the name of the Lord in vain, and I asked our guide in China, I said, if you don't believe in God, how do you cuss? And he laughed and he said, oh, he said, they use dirty words. Amen. And when that bus driver of ours didn't act just right. The bus driver behind him started blowing his horn and stuck his head out the window. And I think, I don't understand Chinese, but I think he used a bunch of them words on him. Amen. In the communist world, usually, you know, everybody's a pawn of the state. Every vehicle belongs to the state. And so they just ladle around each other, you know, and they don't pay too much attention to each other. Everything's just backwards there. Here, it's against the law not to have your lights on. And there, it's against the law to have your lights on if they've got street lights. Amen. They pulled Brother Burkett over in Russia because he was traveling with his lights on. Why are you burning your lights for? Amen. He thought you're supposed to, you know, in the United States, you know, they make them now. As soon as you turn the vehicle on, you burn your lights. There they don't. In Rome, Italy, they've got a dimmer switch that dims those lights down to just, you can see them. I mean the headlights on the car. All European countries where gas is real high, they'll dim them lights down because them headlights can take as high as 3 miles to the gallon running that generator. Amen. And so they dim them lights down to save gas. Amen. Well, anywhere in the world, it's different. They've changed the speed limit in my lifetime three or four times at least. Amen. And I've got tickets both times. Or all three times. Amen. Amen. I didn't get one for going too slow like our old man down at Barberville, Kentucky had a 49 International truck with a big tarp on it that moved all the preachers in the country. And his truck didn't look like much, that old green rig, with that old tarp on it, double tarped. Amen. But boy, he could move a preacher cheap. And he was a good moving man. And he got down there in Florida with a strong north wind blowing, and he was coming back, and he couldn't get but 35 miles an hour out on the interstate, and it said unlawful to drive under 40. And the state trooper pulled him over. And he said, you having trouble, mister? And he said, I'm doing all it'll do, he said. He said, I thought you was probably making about all it would make. Be careful. Amen. And waved him on up the road, 35 mile an hour with a strong headwind. Amen. That's all it'd make. Praise God. Well, amen. Things are different. Standards are different. But we've got a standard in the Bible to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you. Now, children of God, in this day, when I mean we're barraged with the propaganda of the world, I mean us holiness folks are barraged with the propaganda of these churches that are busting out the seams by compromise. Amen. Now, I'll just tell you right from the start, I wouldn't have their problems for it. Amen. Somebody's telling me about a church that's building a multi-million dollar church. Amen. And they were speaking in high-sounding terms. I said, I'm glad it's him instead of me. Amen. Praise God. I'll tell you, if being big gets you what some of my friends got by being big and going greater guns, I'll just stay little. Hallelujah. Bible said, come out from among them. Amen. And I began to come out from among them a long time ago. Amen. And when they invited one of them to preach at one of our youth retreats right here in the valley, amen, I had a revival going at the Highway Holiness Church, and I didn't go to hear him preach for this reason. I hadn't heard him preach for a long time. I was always hearing somebody else or something else. Amen. And the old original had long since faded from view. Amen. And I have constantly been on the razor edge, so to speak, of coming out God's church is a series coming out. J.A. Sice said the history of the church from the beginning of unto now has been a long history of the nucleus coming out of the hole, continually coming out, coming out, coming out. Why? That's what we had to do in order to stay pure. Amen. And so he said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Praise God. Amen. I thank God that Christ is preached. And I believe anybody that hears a lot of Bible can get saved anywhere. Amen. If Jim Gillis can get saved in a Van Halen concert, amen, you can get saved about anywhere. But Jim Gillis didn't stay in the Van Halen concert. Mm-mm. Amen. I've known some good brothers that got saved in front of the TV. The trouble was they never did get converted from their altar. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, you can get saved in front of the TV, but you need to come out of that stuff. It will insult your intelligence. You won't get too far down the road until it will insult your intelligence. Amen. And if you're hooked on that stuff, get the hook out of your jaw real quick. Praise God. My dad wasn't a Christian, but he had too much logic, and him a sinner, to enjoy TV. When it went on the blank, he didn't even fix it. The antenna went to rack and ruin and fell off the house. Amen. The motor that turned it toward the station quit working. It became a shelf to set things on. Amen. And some of the boys that came down to work on my house after I took it over, they didn't think I ought to have that box sitting in the corner. It wasn't nothing but a piece of furniture. Amen. But they wanted to help me carry it out, so I let them help me. I thought I'd let them help me while I was there, because I got used to it sitting there. Never was. Hadn't been working for 15 years. Amen. Hadn't been turned on. Wouldn't turn on. Amen. Went to rack and ruin. My dad didn't fix it. Him a sinner. Amen. My mom, her a sinner. She said, it makes me nervous. And so she got to where she didn't watch it anymore. My dentist, and him a sinner, he said, I don't watch TV. He said, I don't even watch the news. He said, I can't hack it. Amen. Hey, Dr. Owens will tell you that right now. Amen. And hey, it will insult your intelligence. Sure, there's some good things on the media. Sure, there's some good things said. I'll tell you one thing. Amen. These modern stars on the electronic church, they will scrape the very face of the earth to get those men on there that's got a ministry. They'll get those men on there that's done something great for God. Amen. And every once in a while, Johnny Carson would get Oral Roberts or Billy Graham on TV. Folks thought it was something that Oral Roberts was on the Johnny Carson show, and that Billy Graham was on the Johnny Carson show. Amen. And it had to happen. Amen. Billy Graham on the Johnny Carson show. Amen. And Johnny Carson is questioning Billy Graham. Said, tell me, said, now be honest now. Said, don't you just once in a great while have a little problem with lust? Billy Graham said, no, in no uncertain terms. I liked the tone of his voice, the authoritative tone of his voice, when he answered him. Praise God. No. Once in a while, the world will scrape every surface, every source. Amen. And once in a while, one of those men that are high in the echelons of ecclesiasticism today wind up on that medium. You can't hardly stay out of the eye of the world, but you don't have to be a part of it. Amen. You can preach and live the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Come out from among them, he said, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you. Praise God. If any among you seem to be religious. Now this is before they had the Assembly of God and the Highway of Holiness Church and the Church of God and the Methodist Church and the Redeemer Church of Christ and the Seventh-day Adventist and the Baptist, the First and the Second and the Third Baptist. Amen. This is before the church was divided into denominations. Now, in a day with the freedom we've got and denominationalism that we've got, and Hamilton with a Pentecostal church on every street and sometimes three. Amen. You can just about pick your flavor. Amen. But beware, you're going to be flavored by the flavor. Amen. You can't put but one drop of bluing in a tub of clear water without bluing that water. Just one drop. Mama used to use bluing. Any of y'all remember when you used bluing? When you washed? Used bluing? Strange word now. I know a lot of younger generation, they don't understand that. Amen. They don't understand using lye. And lye soap. Amen. They don't remember that. Amen. Dad's old greasy overhauls that he worked at the stationary roundhouse there at Frisco Rail Terminal, where they drove those big engines, steam engines on that circular thing. Amen. And through the power of steam, Dad fired that big boiler that furnished the steam to run that whole roundhouse. Amen. Consequently, he got greasy and sooty and coal dust was all over. And Mom would take those overalls and throw them in the tub. Amen. And then sprinkle lye in there, you know. And some old homemade lye soap and boil them for a long time. I mean, boil them. Blah, 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 blah. And boiling Dad's overalls. Boiling that out of them. Amen. Boy, if she had some of them today to put in the garage sale, they bring $50 a pair, because that's what sells now, the ones that's all faded out. Amen. And threadbare, you know, and patched looking. Boy, I mean, I can't believe it. I never did accept it, but I can't believe that stuff has come into style in a day like this. But then those white clothes, she not only used a lot of bleach, in order to make it whiter, Mom put blue in the rinse water. Bluing. And that made it turn out whiter. Really, when Mom got them blued, it was a different color of white than what it was. Amen. But you can't put much bluing in a tub of a number two wash tub of clear water without turning it blue. We're not going to listen to too much false doctrine without it coloring our religion. Amen. And I'll tell you, they've all got a good argument. If you don't believe it, listen to politicians today. You get done listening to each one in turn, you'll be ready to vote for him. Amen. Because they have got the gift of gab, and they've got good writers. Hey, they know how to say good things, and none of them keeps their promises. I don't know any of them that have kept their promises. Amen. But they do that to get elected. If any among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue. Amen. Some folks think I don't bridle mine too good. My wife thinks I tell too much from behind the pulpit. I ain't going to tell you nothing. If I do, you get up and tell it. No, amen. I wouldn't tell nobody, but Roger, you know he wouldn't tell nobody. Amen. Amen. Hey, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, sometimes even the truth is better not told, even if it's me that does it. Huh? Amen. Bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart. Now, wait a minute. This gives me a different idea of this tongue. Now, this is not just any ordinary gospel. This gospel is shading the truth. And he tells it so long that he gets to believe in his own lie. Amen. And not only does he tell it, but sometimes he writes it down and others tell it. And they say, well, I know this is the truth because so-and-so's the one that gave it to me. And he had already deceived his own heart and shaded the truth. Amen. If any man among you seem to be religious and brow not his tongue, deceive his own heart, that man's religion is vain. Pure religion, undefiled before God, the Father, is this. Let's suppose that you have come out from the world and you are a separated Christian, a child of God, above question. You live and walk among God's plain and gentle people. When I say plain, I mean they're not painted up like Jezebel. They're not decorated up like a Christmas tree. Amen. You don't decorate even a Christmas tree till you cut it down. And you know why they got to decorate so many of these old Christmas trees around the Pentecostal churches in Hamilton, Ohio? Because they've been cut off. They lost the heavenly glow. Amen. And they got to have something to make them shine, even if they have to resort to ornamentation. Come on. Amen. And here's their gospel. They say, any old barn looks better with a coat of paint on it. That's a gospel according to the apostate Pentecostal church. Amen. And that's what Mr. Kidd told Fern Kidd after her and Jean and the girls had come out for holiness. Amen. The girls had pulled off their pedal pushers and put a modest dress on. And amen. Sandra Ann quit cutting her hair. And amen. And quit wearing her makeup. And then Sue followed in her wake. And then Mama followed. Amen. And then Daddy followed. And her father-in-law, who owned the store, Mr. Kidd, the late Mr. Kidd, said, what's the matter? Said, you not got your paint on anymore. And she said, no, I quit that. Why? He said, don't you know that any old barn looks better with a coat of paint on it? And she told him what I told him. She said, yeah, but when that barn catches on fire, that's the first thing it melts off is that paint. Praise God. Amen. If you're not on fire, the Bible said Moses wist not that his face shone. If we live separate from the world and live in the presence of God, don't be surprised if somebody walks up to you in Gatlinburg or Atlanta, amen, or some restaurant someplace and say, you all are Christians, aren't you? Amen. A fellow walked up to us and in North Carolina, up on top of one of those mountains in one of those ghost towns, amen, that they had built up there on one of those hills. Fellow walked up to us, and the evangelist was with us there, and said, y'all are Christians, aren't you? Amen. We were sitting at a restaurant in Gatlinburg, amen, eating and fellowshipping together, amen, and a fellow walked up to us and said, y'all are Christians, aren't you? Hey, hallelujah. You know why they knew? They could tell by the shine on your face and by the look on your countenance and by the way you're dressed. Amen. Our very walk, our very talk, the fact we bowed our head and prayed before we eat said we belong to God's plain and gentle people. Amen. We've come out from among them. But let's suppose that we have come out from among them. And we are separate now. Amen. But then, if we're not careful, we'll have time on our hands. And in our idleness, one of the greatest temptations to a child of God who doesn't go out for the world, it's not busy with the clubs and the games and the fun of this world. If they're not very careful, they will diminish to the low state of a gossip. They will not bridle their tongue. Amen. And so he said that man's religion is vain. Let's suppose we've come out from among them and we're separate, saith the Lord. Amen. And God has received us and we fellowship with the right people. We go to the same fellowship meetings. But we just hate it when they pass the offering pan. You know why we don't love to give in the offering? It's because we still love money. We don't love God like we ought to because we still love the almighty dollar. Amen. You know why that a lot of people don't help the widows and the poor and the needy? Amen. That they're not generous and they haven't fallen heir to the grand and glorious blessing of giving. And that is part of pure religion, folks. You can't be purely religious and be a tightwad on God. You can squeeze pennies all you want to for yourself. Save money all you want to for yourself. Save money for a rainy day if you want to for yourself. But don't rob God. Amen. Remember that all you have belongs to God. And in the last analysis, praise God, this religion we wear and the things that people remember us by is how we react. It's not bragging on how much you got. It's not bragging on how nice your house is, how beautiful your car is, or how much you got in the bank, or how many times over you're a millionaire. That don't help nobody. What helps is when you share it. What helps somebody is when you give. What helps is when you give to the widows and the orphans and the fatherless in their affliction. Praise God. What helps is when you share for sending the gospel to the ends of the earth. Praise God. And you fall into even a greater blessing of pure religion when you do that. And I'm sorry to tell you that there's a lot of my friends even, amen, that they have all the other tapestry of pure religion. And they appear to stand among God's plain and gentle people. Amen. But they're still robbing God. You're not really robbing God, folks. You're robbing yourself. If you would just give somebody else a drink out of that spring, God would keep it running fresh and clear for your good. Amen. But if your spring ceases to flow, it'll become a stagnant pond. And the frogs will be sitting on your bank croaking. Amen. And the mosquitoes will be humming around. Amen. And the only thing you'll have is that which you don't want. But if you get something going, praise God, if you'll get that stream to flowing, if you'll clean out the stream, amen, you can enjoy pure religion to the fullest. Father, bless these words we've spoken. Amen. God, challenge our hearts to a greater walk and work for God. Help us, Lord, to be what we ought to be, Lord, because many times, my God, pure religion starts right behind the pulpit. And oftentimes the pollution comes from right behind the pulpit. And help us not to be as one of them, Lord, that corrupt the word of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Give a good offering to Home Mission. Sing for